All right. Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
We are, Corey is in New York City with the family right now. So we're joined by good old regular Corey replacement Game Dave.
The regular pitch hitter.
Corey might radio in at some point in the middle of the stream. We'll see.
It'll probably sound like he's on a mountain.
Yeah, he's in New York City, which I mean, I guess buildings can be equivalent to mountains.
Oh yeah,
they're tall.
They're just very refined mountains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very very vertical.
Very vertical.
Less sloping. So, Dave had the brilliant idea of playing Ghostbusters 2 tonight on Game Boy, which you might say, why would you do that? Why would you do that to yourself?
Why would you?
I mean, we all know that Ghostbusters, the video game, the first video game, was awful. I had the NES version.
Same here.
And you probably have a copy, right?
I have a couple copies. I have my childhood copy.
Okay.
And then I have some other random copy that made its way into the game room.
See, there's a part of me that feels like I should own all of the games that I owned as a kid, but no longer own now.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I was thinking, all I have to get is Jeopardy and Mickey Mousecapade. And sure, Mickey Mousecapade is bad, but I can probably deal with it. But
yeah,
then
it's horrific, but it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not. I had no idea what I was doing with it as a kid.
Yeah, I picked that one up pretty early when I started getting things back, because I had remembered having it, but I definitely had misremembered that game. Because I was thinking of the Illusion games.
Ah.
And then I get missed. Oh, I was like, oh, it's probably similar. Because I thought I had that as a kid. Nope. Oof.
Yeah. But, yeah. So then I totally forgot that I had the NES Ghostbusters. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had that. And then so then I just wrote off the whole idea of getting my missing childhood NES games back. Because, okay, Mousecapade and Jeopardy, whatever. Ghostbusters, horrible. Horrible. Well,
What about Ghostbusters 2 on the NES? What were your thoughts on that one?
I've never played it. I actually watched a video of it a few months ago, and it looked not awful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you played more of it?
Yeah, I had that as a kid, too. I still have a complete copy of that, but it's an improvement by far, because it tries to... It does a better job at following the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have the Statue of Liberty scene, you fight Vigo, you go into the sewers, you get to drive the Ecto-1 in a fun way, or I guess it'd be the Ecto-1A, because it's Ghostbusters 2. But there's just, the difficulty is kind of crazy, and it's definitely more platforming. It's a platforming style game, mostly. The driving stages are super frustrating.
So Corey is saying something about the game music is cranked up, which is kind of mystifying to me, because there's a toggle in here for, and I'm looking in OBS here, and I'm seeing levels bouncing on a thing that normally does not have levels going. But it's muted. It's clicked off. That's not how I route my game audio in. Hold on a second. Is the audio? Here we go. Did that disable the audio? Apologies. I didn't mean for audio to be on at all.
It's always like game audio is on blast. But Hello's World said, but the music is nice. It's good. It's a good jam for Game Boy.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah. So, I mean, just you naturally assume Ghostbusters video games, just because the first one was so bad, you assume they're all so bad. I have not yet played. I recently got the last generation Ghostbusters game. I haven't played it yet.
Okay.
I assume it to be decent. I'm looking forward to getting to it. But you informed me at some point that there is not one but two Ghostbusters games for the Game Boy.
Correct.
And one of them, the one...
Technically three.
Technically three.
If you count real Ghostbusters, which is really, I think it's a reskin of another game, but I'm not... Don't quote me on that, but I think it is.
But does it have the number two attached to it?
No. Oh, okay. That's a different one.
Okay, so at some point, for whatever reason, Activision, they've got the license. Mm-hmm. They publish their own version for the Game Boy, as well as HAL's version for the Game Boy, which they made for the Famicom. And sadly, we didn't get that version here, but they made a... I don't know if port is necessarily the accurate word here, but they made a similar version for the Game Boy, and Activision did bring that one here, you know, still called Ghostbusters 2. If you want to get this version by HAL, the people that made frickin' Kirby, you want the one with the black background that Dave is holding up.
Right. I believe that's how you can guarantee it. Now, I'm not certain. I've never seen the blue one that has the four Ghostbusters actually on the front of it. I've not seen that version, but I don't know if it's a different version, but I'm certain that this is the right one because I own it.
So you don't know if there was a reprint or something.
Yeah. Maybe Activision did do a different release with that, because I know you've talked about that blue one before.
Yeah, I've seen the blue one.
I've never seen the blue one.
Okay, well, I assumed the blue one was a bad one. I assumed it was a totally different game.
I wonder, maybe
they are the same game.
Maybe they are the same game. I don't know, but I've only personally seen the black copy. However, I've been doing a lot of Game Boy research recently, and specifically looking at the product numbers and everything, the whole, you know, the DMG, -GB, USA, and then there's like the -1s, which are usually revisions. Am I right?
I think. I have no idea.
Well, like this one, if you look at it, I'm just now noticing it. You probably can't see it.
No, it's out of focus, but yeah.
But it's DMG, -GB, -USA, and it has that -1. So this could likely be... Maybe this is the revision model, and then maybe the other one, the blue one, just is -USA. Because
I know
the case with Link's Awakening.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a USA, and then there's a -1, I think, as well. Same for DX as well, Link's Awakening DX. So that's something to think about. Well, they may very well be the same.
We need to do a little more research on this blue cover game. Because I was always assuming it was a not HAL game. Right. Look at the sprites in this game. Like, they look here. I'm going to go ahead and put the game full screen. Like, it's got like this awesome, like, I just love that. Like, these are some of the coolest sprites I've ever seen, I think. Like you just really tell, like, each one of those characters, like, it's like really obvious who they are. They're like, yeah. They did really good job of, like, recreating those actors with those, you know, very small sprite space.
Oh, I love, the style of the new Ghostbusters series is just great. That's why I picked up the original new Ghostbusters 2 on the Famicom. That's the version I have. I don't have the PAL version because I didn't want to deal with all that Hertz nonsense.
So I'm going to go ahead and get started here. I get to select my Busters.
Mm-hmm. So you get to pick two. One is going to be your Proton guy, and one's going to be your Trapper.
Okay, so I booted this up briefly and caught on to that, but does it matter who is who? Does it matter?
No, they are all equal, so it's whoever your favorites are.
Oh, man, that's a tough call.
You pick one, I'll pick one.
I'll pick Egon for the first.
Okay, which, of course, would have been my first pick.
Ah!
So if you had another pick, who would it be?
Gosh, that's a tough one. I really don't know who my second pick would be.
Here's what we need to do. We need to give Winston some love because of his lack of appearing in some of the Ghostbusters games. So let's go Egon and Winston.
Oh, really? He wasn't in some of the other games?
In the first game, I don't think he's featured. And he wasn't featured in the Genesis version either. They left him.
There's so many cutscenes, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so
absolutely amazing.
And it follows the movie.
I know. It's just like
Ganosh steals the baby. Not on the street, but you know. And Bill Murray's just like, oh man.
He just shrugs. Oh baby.
Because I think in the movie they were gonna go to dinner and then he gets called to do some busting, which he's not a fan of.
Oh, look at these little blobs.
So good. So good. So let's see.
Getting Winston lined up is a little. Oh, okay. So like once I'm zapping, then I can move Winston a little more freely, and Egon stays where he is.
Yeah, and once you get used to that, it's a little funky, that whole AI second player issue. I know that's an issue on the NES version as well, or the Famicom version. But you can kind of get used to it. But I've had situations where the second player gets stuck way behind and you have to go back and have them rubber band back to you so that you can complete the stage.
So, am I just like trying to get a high score or something?
You have to
clear. Oh no, Winston got separated.
Yes, exactly. See, I told you. But the object is to clear the building, so you need to get every ghost in the building.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because it seems like they kept respawn. Sort of a tight time limit.
Yeah, and it's very non-linear. You'll go to different floors, you'll go door to door, and at certain points, that was the first stage is pretty quick, the first floor, and there are some little bosses that you'll fight. And
now, is this the whole game in one building, or
no? It will change, and eventually, I believe, I don't know if it's this version. It might be, I might be thinking of the full console version, but in the console version, I know there's some additional power weapons that you'll come across where you can actually, like, bust through walls, I think, to open up other areas. And also, there's the chance that you'll see another of the four busters somewhere in the area, and you can actually swap with them.
No, that's cool.
Which is kind of neat, so.
Whoa, one hit by Slimer! Got me.
It's you got slimed, I guess.
I did.
Yeah, that's the thing you gotta watch for, because they, like ghosts, will just appear. So you don't want to go, because you want to go fast enough to not run out of time, but you also don't want to rush around corners because ghosts may appear.
There's Venkman right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So okay. So I was remembering at least that part. So yeah, you can swap with Venkman, and sometimes you'll get like little bonus powers where you can just like infinitely go bust a bunch of.
Well, I can't seem to be able to interact with them.
So it might be, I don't know. No buttons are doing that.
Oh wait. Now Winston. Whoa! What the heck? Winston's got a flamethrower.
Yes, that's Bill Murray switching with Bill Murray or Peter Venkman has given you that power up. So that's, I think it's the slime blower actually. So you can just slime destroy the ghosts, because we all know slime kills ghosts.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's like your little bonus weapon for a while.
I don't know how
take him out.
I think I may have like pushed into him for a while or something.
I think that's what it is. And it's whoever your lead Ghostbuster is, that's who you swap with.
Okay.
And then eventually you'll get Egon back. You'll find Egon. That was just some guy. You will find Egon later on, and then you'll end up swapping.
I feel like this is like the courtroom or the courthouse or something.
Yes, which would make sense. I mean, because that's the first sort of big scene in the movie.
Yeah.
When they kind of get back together. Though, as we know, they weren't fully suited up yet.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, and these graphics are pretty darn good for the Game Boy. Like, they accomplish everything they need to. Now, there's Ray Stantz down there ready to swap out.
I just got him, but I don't think I've got any bonuses.
Okay, so you see that pickaxe?
Pickaxe. Oh, yeah.
So that, you have three uses for that, and that's the wall-busting ability or something. So
can it just, like...
Block, so you need to bust through the wall to get to the next area.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. So it really kept a lot of the NES features, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the NES one is, you know,
Oh, it's superior. I think because it actually adds Lewis. You can even use Lewis in the game.
Oh wow.
As a fifth Ghostbuster.
Which I mean, Lewis would have been my top pick then.
Or Rick Moranis. It looks like, yeah, so you got the ghost got frozen maybe by getting Rey?
Yeah, I don't know. It just happened.
I see the ghost vacuum down there power up, so maybe that's what that is.
I kind of bumped into that that guy with the glasses there.
So he must have given you the vacuum power up.
Yeah. I don't think that's supposed to be Lewis. It doesn't look like him.
No, it's not. Yeah, have you played the NES version? Or Famicom version?
No, I'd love to.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you take this and then just, like, polish it and perfect it. That's...
I mean, you, if I'm not mistaken, you kind of consider this your favorite Game Boy game.
Oh, it's definitely in the top five because it's such an easy to pick up and play game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the mechanics are a little unique, but they aren't hard to get used to.
Right, though I will say the later stages, it gets... Like, they tried to change up the gameplay, but really, when it comes down to it, it's just Proton Stream Trap. So it gets repetitive.
Yeah.
That would be the only gripe I would have.
Oh no, Rey died!
It's perfect. Oh. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, Rey, you're so young. Yeah, that'd be my only issue, is that it's a little repetitive, because I love the style, the music's great, it's fun, and yeah, it kind of follows the movie, not as detailed of a following of the film as the console version, but mm-hmm. It does the job for portable. But if we had to go, like, since I said it's definitely in the top five, let's just talk about Game Boy games, because as the audience should know, you and I have had a lot of discussions about Game Boy games.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of saying earlier that we didn't really get to have a stream for the Game Boy display shelf episode, because that was when we released that episode, Corey was here, and we played Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks instead for the stream.
Right, which just all confusing, super confusing. It was Game Boy. Yes, we did the Game Boy Racks video, and then this is us making up for not doing something about the Game Boy shortly after that. But if we had to pick top,
oh wow, five,
oh ooh,
the, there you go. I've got like a Contra gun now.
Yeah, well, what else are you going to use to fight the Scolari brothers? It's quite the bubbly weapon, which again is this is totally not canon.
Whoa, there's a W. Oh, whoa, we've got double shots now.
It's funny, like, looking at this, because more recently, I played the console version than I played the Game Boy version, and it's like, this fight alone is so fun. It's just, all the boss fights are fun. Like, this is very, very dumbed down for the Game Boy, but, you know, it works. It definitely works.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it gets, not the easiest game.
Oh, I got it.
There it is.
That's cool, but... Oh, we got a cutscene. Oh, baby going in the sewer. Does the baby go in the sewer? I don't think the baby goes in the sewer.
I don't recall the baby going in the sewer. No, the baby gets taken to Vigo, but Vigo's in the art museum.
Yeah.
Well, they just wanted an excuse, but I just love it. Let's go, and they just hop down. They all run out in the sewer. Now, in the console version, I think you're actually on the subway tracks, the abandoned subway.
Okay.
That's where that level takes place.
I'm going to assume that this green water is supposed to be purple goo.
Yes.
Or pink goo, whatever color it is.
Only we had our custom Super Game Boy color palette. We can make, it that color.
Here, let's see what here. I need to turn on my. I have to turn my PVM so I can see the border. Because I've got zoomed in on the Frame Meister.
Right.
Let's see what we can do about this.
getting that high def Game Boy footage.
You can do. Where do you do the? Here we go.
Uh oh. It'll probably just make way too many things that color. the pink ooze, the river of slime.
Oops. That sort of. There we go. There we go.
You've nailed it. That's it's funny. That's even the no ghost logo is better. Well, okay. Well, that, yeah. We don't want to go too much though.
Oh no, that doesn't work. I'm just gonna go black for that. Let's see. Do we have a really pale? Let's see. That works.
Welcome back to Game Boy Paint by Numbers with Try.
About that.
It's funny how that kind of like darkened everything. Isn't that weird? Oof. definitely pink.
Yeah, let's Okay, let's roll with this. It's not great, but We can change color palettes every level.
Oh yeah, for this level, strictly for this level. I love the chat. What is he doing? he's making it more accurate, way more accurate. So now you're just gonna do better because of the color palette.
Oh yeah. Well, here's Egon.
Oh yeah, you'll be getting him back shortly.
Don't appear to have anything special.
I think when you get back your original leader, I think it's just the same.
It's pretty cool though, like this whole rotation thing, like you really do get a chance to use everyone.
Yeah, so you don't feel too bad about who you pick, because you'll eventually, you know, play with everybody, actually in both roles, it seems.
Yeah, kind of. The whole rotation thing is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that too. I don't remember if in this version you actually get to the subway tracks. I don't know. I mean, you might just stay in the sewer area. But we'll see. I know it's a relatively short game. I know early on I was kind of blowing some smoke up Try's butt and telling him he was going to beat it in a half hour. So we'll see if he can do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know what time we actually started.
I don't know, it was probably like 9, 12 or something, right?
Plenty of time. I think it's like maybe 3 or 4 areas to the game.
Oh, really? So that's not much.
Yeah, so
I'm trying to think what the next area would be. The museum, maybe?
If it's 3, it would have to be. If there's only 3 stages, that would make sense, possibly. I did look up a couple things, and it does appear, but I know we were having this discussion earlier about the blue and the black cover. So yeah. It does appear that the group shot of the Ghostbusters against the blue background appears to be the same game.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's just they released 2 versions.
Well, next time I see the blue cover, I won't
turn
my nose up at it.
Yes, don't stay away from it, because as far as I know, I don't think there is another, because I don't think they ported the NES version in any way to the Game Boy, so it would only make sense.
Okay, well then my tweet about there being a bad Game Boy version was incorrect. Disregard.
No, we'll just say you meant the real Ghostbusters game, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's just based on the cartoon.
Yeah, and you play, if I recall, you play as Peter Venkman, and you use your proton beams to break blocks and escape rooms.
Huh.
So it's definitely a reskin, I believe, of a Japanese game.
The Whoa, Peter just died. The Genesis Ghostbusters game looks pretty good, I think. Corey did a whole video on it.
Oh, it looks like the chat may be answering our questions for us. Let's see.
Questions about what?
Or about this Ghostbusters 2 Game Boy situation. See, according to Wiki, the version released by HAL is actually called New Ghostbusters 2. Yes, everywhere but here, it's called New Ghostbusters 2. That is true. But as you can see, this is the actual game right here that Tri is playing. This is the Black Label version by HAL. And you can see it, well, you can kind of see if you like blurriness, it's just says Ghostbusters 2. For some reason over here, they didn't want to call it New Ghostbusters 2. Maybe they want people to know that they had to make a new version because of how bad it was.
It's just so cool to think of HAL making this. Like, HAL?
Yeah, I think that's why it's so fun, because they generally make fun games. Okay, so Power Keg Greg, it's a pretty sweet name, said that, yes, in that real Ghostbusters game, you're using the proton pack as a shovel, basically.
As a shovel.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know what the game is based on, but it's something. I'm sure I'll look it up.
You know, I played Batman Revenge of the Joker. Uh-oh, someone's dead. No. Oh, no, only three continues.
Yeah, that's the one thing that might get you.
My name thing's dicey. Oh, no, I just... I swear I hit the B button and my proton pack didn't fire.
Oh man, this is one for the backlog. Don't disappoint me and the viewers.
But I was gonna say I recently played Batman: Return of the Joker on NES. I don't know if you've ever played that, but that game, I have found no particular evidence that it is not a Batman game, but is not a Batman game. There's no freaking way, like, it almost feels like, I don't know, like, I was thinking, like the last level is in a jungle, and there's, like, this, like, the Joker
it's like Dr. Wily.
He's, like, made this giant spaceship thing?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he literally was hanging out with Dr. Wily, and he got hooked up.
It's robotics. It's so bizarre. Like, I am convinced... It was like, I don't know, like...
Like, you think they were going to make something else, like, and they're like, you know what, let's go Batman on this.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, there's something up with it. I mean, Sunsoft did it before with Journey to Silius was originally a Terminator game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reskinned it to be their own thing.
Yeah. Though, Return of the Joker, though difficult, it's a good game. The boss fights are crazy in that game. I had that as a kid. Actually, I remember that game vividly because...
I've got this weird...
What happened?
This weird, like, walk-around proton pack now.
Hmm.
Like, I swear I couldn't do that before. Where, like, it, like, attaches to the ghost from an angle and I can, like, freely walk around it.
I think that's a typical feature, I think. I think that's part of it.
Well, whatever the thing in the corner was is gone now.
Okay, so maybe.
Oh, well, no. Okay, I don't know what the thing in the corner was.
Yeah, I think it was your shield.
Oh, I don't know.
The flashy thing.
For some reason, I didn't notice that the proton stream, like, actually angled.
Yes, yeah, you can move around so that way your second player can kind of shift in to trap them. Yeah, that's part of that. Yeah, I think he just had a shield.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I was saying with the Batman game, my dad because they were getting rid of, they stopped renting NES games at our Blockbuster, and as Blockbuster do, they started selling all of them. And my dad was in this really cruddy job, and he would have to work super late every night. So we, like, never saw him, because we would get up and go to school, and he was, you know, getting ready for us. We, like, barely saw him for months. And so he went to Blockbuster after work, so it was, like, 9 o'clock, and it was a school night. And he came in, and he, we were about to go to bed, but he was like, no, we're not going to bed. I got us something.
Oh.
And he gave us Batman Return of the Joker on NES, and we were like, this is amazing. This is crazy.
It is, like, a kind of crazy-looking game.
Yeah, it's a good-looking game. But yeah, I always remember that, and that's one of the games from my childhood that I have to re-get.
I ran out of time, and now there's, like, ghost tokens.
Catch those ghost tokens. There's 7. 6 to go. Yeah, I don't know what happens when you run out of time, and it's like a
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous because I don't have a lot of health.
Well, get them. Just get them. It's only a couple. And they are floating all over the place. Well, they don't seem to damage you, though.
So I don't know. I don't think I've touched one directly yet.
No,
I
probably don't want a chance at that.
I mean, maybe you just survive until the time is up.
Huh. So, I wonder what the purpose of the time would be. Like, I recall that happening before everything turning into the No Ghost logo, but I don't recall the significance of that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Maybe you don't get bonuses for those ghosts?
Maybe.
Because I know the leftover time gives you a bonus, but I guess we'll see.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like a ghost counter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I only just figured out what that was.
But. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how you know how many more you needed to get. So it must just be, well, now you don't get any bonuses, but you can still continue. So I guess time limit is strictly for bonus money or cash or points or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
You just got to bust them fast if you want that paycheck.
I guess.
So you must get bonus lives at certain score points, which would behoove you to finish quickly because we don't have a lot of continues.
Yeah. I wonder if you can earn extra continues.
I hope so. I hope so. Though you're not doing bad. You've only used one. But it looks like it's a 3-level game, so we're in the sewers now.
Oh, okay. So one more boss fight after this level.
Yeah, so the museum is the final level. That's level 3.
You know, it's actually funny, my 10th grade science teacher moved to, well, it wasn't New York. I was going to say it was New York, because that would be funny if it was, but he moved to Washington, D.C. because his wife was an art restorationist.
An art restorationist.
So all I could think of when that was Ghostbusters 2. I don't know if art restorationist is the technical term.
That was the first.
I mean, that's all I can think of. Well, what else would you call it?
Yeah, because I remember when.
I like that ghost pointing at the continue.
Oh yeah. But yeah, when Peter comes in, he's like, oh wow, that's beautiful. And he's like, I didn't paint it, I'm just cleaning it. He's like, oh, well, still. Paper. And she's got those crazy magnifying goggles on. And he's like, yeah, pretty eyes. Oh, Peter. Classic banquet. So this is the pre-Halloween stream, right?
Yeah, we sort of think of this as a prelude to Halloween.
That's right.
Last year I made a special effort to do a Halloween sort of episode. You know, I did the Sweet Home episode last year.
Right.
I don't know if anything like that's going to happen this year. I mean, I don't have specific plans, but I could always come up with something.
Well, you could talk about the Resident Evil 7 demo.
I guess.
That's probably what my viewers want me to do, because every year I play a game.
Oh, yeah, you...
me.
Yeah, you did,
Eight spooky games.
You did the PT thing, yep.
Daylight.
I've got that on my PS4, but I haven't played it.
I don't know how you
do it. I don't even know what it is. I just know there was some free thing I downloaded.
Yeah, you're in a... I guess it's an abandoned... You're in an old, abandoned, haunted, insane asylum, sanatorium.
Okay. Isn't that Outlast?
No, similar idea.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's more empty, and you have you're exploring it with the light of your cell phone. Your cell phone light's all you have.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's a lot more just atmospheric spooks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I mean, I never last that long. That's what it is every year. It's to see how long I can make it in these games. Because PT was like immediately I was done.
PT is rough even for me.
Okay, so Daylight is a little more... I think that's what it's called, Daylight. Daylight is a little more like PT.
Mm.
But it's an... It's a... How would you say? It's a... What do they call it? Procedurally...
I'm not into that crap.
Yeah, where it's different every time.
Yeah.
And again, I did not get very far, so I didn't see very many spooks. But the idea of it, I mean, it still plays the same every time. And you can, I think you find, like, glow sticks, and you throw glow sticks out, which kind of helped. But it's no, sir. I can't handle it. I can't handle the scary games.
You should try Amnesia. The Dark Descent.
Sweet Lord, no.
That is easily the scariest game I've ever played.
I can do it. I can do
it. It is so scary.
See, that's the problem. It's not just... Like, jump scares I hate. I hate jump scares.
It's not jump scary, though.
But, see, that's the other problem, is the atmospheric scariness.
It's worse.
Is worse, yeah, because you're sitting there like, I don't like the way this makes me feel.
Yeah, and the thing with Amnesia that made it so scary was, like, it took me a long time to kind of figure out how the monsters worked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's scarier when you're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea, like, if what I'm doing could trigger it to come get me, if what I'm doing might trigger it to leave.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I ever totally figured it out. Though as the game went on, I definitely sort of felt a little less nervous. But, like, and the scariest thing about that game is, like, it's so long before there's anything that will actually hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, my favorite horror game is probably Luigi's Mansion. I can handle that one. That one's pretty manageable. No. What's that other series that's supposed to be pretty freaky? Well, I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, I mean,
Fatal Frame.
I was gonna say Fatal Frame. I played like the first. I don't know, probably. Oh, hey, I can walk on the ooze.
That must be. Oh, because
I've got like a clipping ability.
Is that what the?
I guess so. I hope it's not like bad to like lose it in the middle of. A wall.
Oh, being on it. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what that power-up is. It kind of looks like Rey being dangled from the line when they were digging into the middle of New York City. So that's what they... That's
I've got infinite trap and infinite trap and...
Dude, you got it all, man. You got it all. What was that augmented DS game? It was supposed to be like a scary game. What was that called?
Do
you play that? I think it was an augmented reality game.
I don't.
Something maybe. Spirits. Something.
Yeah. It was like you could only play it on like the DSi.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. I think, yeah. Did that come to the U.S.? I don't remember.
I could have sworn it was, what was that called? Spirit Camera. That's what it was. The Cursed Memoir. That's what I'm thinking of. That Spirit Camera game. I don't know if it was a horror game or not.
Yeah,
I never played it, obviously.
But I've been meaning to get into the Fatal Frame series. I played like the first like 30 minutes or so of Fatal Frame 2, and it was pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm sure I couldn't handle it.
I typically find like ghost stuff to be scarier than like zombie stuff.
Oh yeah, action horror I can handle. Like, nobody would ever say House of the Dead is scary, because it's not.
Yeah, like that is like horror themed.
Yes, I can handle horror themed games. Honestly, like Zombie U, I could handle.
Really?
Because I actually bought it, and I don't buy horror games.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a great game, actually.
It's fun, and you know what? I know they released them for the other consoles finally as just, what, it's just Zombie?
Yeah, but the gamepad thing, Zombie, man.
It made sense. I know everybody's like, oh, it's so stupid. Who would have a big tablet like that? But it made it, because you had to look away from the screen, which people say is the big fault of the Wii U, is that to use the second screen, you have to look down. But,
and yet that, and like, it makes sense, because you're like looking through the backpack, and you can't look. Like, it's a really, like, immersive experience. Like, it's,
yeah, you shut the lights out, you pop that in, and you play it the way it's supposed to be played. That is an intense...
It's a great game. Great game.
I like the idea of the way that you always become a new survivor, but I had... My biggest issue was I never felt connected to who I was.
Yeah. I mean, you know, every once in a while you get one that's like, oh, yeah, I bet this one's gone... Go last. I mean, that, you know, that can be fun. Like, I remember, I think I had a streak of like bankers that were always dying.
Bankers. Don't fight that ghost train, man.
Was this in the movie? I don't remember it.
Yeah, you don't remember fighting Doom Train in Ghostbusters? No, I think it's supposed to be the
train suplexing.
Yeah, it's the train that that drives through Winston in the movie, but they don't actually bust it. But I guess, you know, they had to have something for the sewer battle.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea
because it's the train, and then if you remember, it leaves all those stakes with the dismembered heads on them, so the train turning into them actually makes a ton of sense for the game.
Yeah, man, I'm drawing a blank. I've definitely not seen Ghostbusters 2 as many times as Ghostbusters 1.
Right, which most people would probably say. But yeah, it's when they're exploring the rails, and they hear something, and they think a train's coming.
I remember them, you know, exploring down there.
Yeah, and it comes through, and Winston's like doing this weird scream, like this long... It's almost...
Oh, that sort of sounds familiar.
Yeah, and he's like, oh! It's almost like they looped him, like they put him on a loop, and they just kept replaying because they wanted to have more of the shot of the train, like, going, it, like, knocks his hat off, and he's like, oh! And then suddenly, like, I don't know if it's before or after, but then they turn around, and there's suddenly all these poles with dismembered heads on them, and they, like, freak out, and they're like, okay, we shouldn't go any further equipment. So that's kind of the scene. It's a pretty good recreation of it. In their own way, of course. The train doesn't mess around, though. It's pretty, like, unique. Like, I like how different the boss fights are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just the same as the Scolari brothers. Like, it's... The difficulty definitely ramped up, though.
Yeah.
So you can't damage the heads.
Oh, the baby's way off in the distance now, and there's one cloud. Oh, here it comes. Here we come. Here we come.
Oh, yeah.
I love this stupid little music loop for the cutscenes.
Yeah, it's like way too happy for what's going on. It's like
that lady in the corner has weird eyes. All right, let's we got to change up our color palettes here. Look at the presets. This is the default.
Yeah, because we're in the museum now. So
yeah,
I wonder if that's supposed to be. No, that wouldn't be Dana. That'd be too.
Can't be. That doesn't look like her.
Actually, that one's pretty good, though.
Whatever it was a while ago.
Yeah, whichever one it was during the delay. Where the ghost logo was nice and red. That's how I thought. That's why I thought. I mean, really, they're all pretty good, except for, like, the pea green ones.
Yeah. I mean, the sort of muted green one is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's like, it's not really what Game Boy looks like, but it's like
close as you can get, probably. Yeah. Console wise
kind of like this bluish one here. Let's go with this one. I kind of like this.
I like the contrast on that one.
Yeah,
works.
Now I want to say that the courthouse had three levels, and the sewers had four.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking five here.
This looks almost exactly like the courthouse, though.
Yeah,
except we've got like toppled over easels instead.
Yeah, instead of desks. No, it's a completely unique level. You may not be able to cross one off the backlog tonight, man.
Oh. Oh, she recovered one. I'm trying to figure out what the B and the T is. Beam and trap, maybe?
Yeah, so yeah, whoever's using the beam and whoever's using the trap, yep. Yep, and she healed you up. So you have four hits. Four hits per. I always kind of get irritated by that, though, when the AI-controlled computer can take damage.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really AI-controlled, like, they... But you don't really think about them. Like, in most games where there's, like, a character that follows you, like, they compensate for it a little bit differently.
Right, yeah. Because, you do control them while
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Love the infinite trap.
Oh yeah, super useful. Probably one of the best power-ups, aside from the slime blower.
Yeah, I don't know why I got that just the one time.
No, there's only so much game. They couldn't... It's a short one. It is a short one.
Not run across anything. Have I found all the rooms?
And left.
Oh, here we go.
Don't have any wall breakers.
Yeah, I only ran across that in one level.
Yeah, that was the very beginning. Yeah.
There's probably like a big chunk of the manual dedicated to that.
yeah, this power up. Those clown circus dudes are pretty tricky.
Yeah, you know, they definitely have a little bit more nuance to them, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta use more strategy on that. It's not just run up and shoot it.
Whoa. Oh, man. Going downhill.
Well, you still have what? You still have one, at least one continue.
Yeah.
Man.
Whoa. Oh man, my guys are all separated, and this is kind of a bad area. What? Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, I can see why some people would get like really annoyed by this game's mechanic, but like, I'm like totally cool with stuff like this.
Yeah, because it feels more like you're, you know, being a Ghostbuster.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, people don't like AI partners and stuff like that, but that kind of stuff has never really bothered me.
Yeah, and it would be silly if you're solo, because it's they're always as a team.
Yeah, so, like that whole thing that you were saying about, like, you know, you're just playing as Peter in that real Ghostbusters game. Like, yeah, what?
So dumb, yeah.
Okay, is this thing going to stop spinning? Oh, there it goes. It's a creepy doll.
It's crazy how many ghosts there are. What was it, 37 when you made it to this floor?
She didn't recover me.
She didn't give you anything, did she?
Power? No, it doesn't look like I got anything.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure I've got the same health.
It's weird.
I'm just disappointed because I kind of needed it.
Yeah. This is a situation where it would have been nice to get that one.
Well, there's another lady down there.
Well, she's got to have something. I think that's what they do. Usually the citizens will just give you health, I think. Yeah. And the Ghostbusters have the power-ups. Logically, I mean, why would...
Well, I've got power-ups from, like, that random... The glasses guys.
Right.
This lady doesn't... There's no, like, noise or anything when I approach her. Weird.
Why that is. It's just like, sorry. Last level, you are on your own. Brah.
They're introducing those spinning dolls in this level, which is kind of a inconvenient time because there's a lot of enemies in this level.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, it takes longer to trap them because they spin for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I keep leaving this room and then these slimes keep appearing after I leave.
Maybe that's the trick. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not really clear on when it was that HAL started working exclusively with Nintendo. I mean, this is like 1990, so I mean, pretty late.
Yeah, so they were still kind of... Yeah, I don't know what it would have been that... Clearly the internet will know. Yeah, because they just kind of...
Here we go.
Ooh. Now we're at it.
If good Peter stuff. Would actually get out here.
Well, at least you got to use the slime blower more than once.
Yes. Oh! Oh, no! That clown totally ran him over. Whew! Last set of continues.
Zit. Stress is on. So it seems like it's a fair amount of continues for the length of the game.
Yeah.
Assuming this is the last section, it may be.
For a game so small, it would be maybe a bit much to give infinite continues.
Yeah. We said how many floors on the sewer level 4, right?
Sewer had 4. I don't know how many, if this one's going to have more, if it might go back to 3?
2. I would imagine it would have, it's probably going to have at least 5, because it looks like it's adding one each time, right?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's what it's been doing so far, but you never know.
3, 4, 5, it might be 8, we don't know. Because, I mean, you still got to fight at Vigo.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I assume you would also fight Janosch if he's running the baby.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you have to have 2 boss fights.
I mean, Janosch would be such a pushover, so...
I would... Yeah, you would hope so. Yeah, because in the movie, they just they just slime him because he's annoying. At the end of the movie, and then they take on Viggo.
Alright.
So you gotta bring your A game now. You gotta use all those Game Boy skills that you have. So we gotta see the ending. We gotta see the ending today.
I know, these cutscenes are too good to just not get to see.
Oh, I'm sure the ending cutscene's gonna be pretty sweet.
That the slime thing doesn't last nearly long enough.
No. Yeah, it goes quick. 17 ghosts left in this one. What floor are you on right now? 2 or 3?
This is 2.
2. So we got probably at least 3 more floors to go.
I mean, it's possible they could dial it back, you know. Long stretch in the middle of the game.
You sound wishful. You sound very wishful. That's what you want. I think that's what you want. More than what you think will happen.
Oh, run over by a clown.
Ooh, so those are the dolls and the clowns. It's messing it up.
Let's go back to the... Rag the lady and get some something, I hope. Nope.
There's gotta be a way to get more continues, because that's what we need.
Yeah, I mean, that's gotta be a score thing, if at all.
Yeah, but every time you continue, your score resets, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Seven to go.
Now, when you go to the next floor, does it replenish all your health? You've started at full?
Actually, I don't think it does.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just pretty dicey.
It seems like it's funny how this could have been like the perfect multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Setup, but I don't think any version is multiplayer. To where you can actually select another player. However, I do know that the Famicom version, at least, I assume the PAL's the same, of this game, you can, on the second controller, have someone else work the trap.
Oh, but you don't control the character, they just punch the button.
Yep, so you can have somebody who's just the trap button person, which probably makes the game a little harder.
Probably?
But at least you could say that it's kind of multiplayer. In the same way that you could have a second player control characters in, FF9 did that, didn't it? Where if you had a second controller...
I don't remember if 9 did, but like I think like 6 did.
Maybe it's 6 I'm
but
thinking.
But I want to say, I tested it with 6 like a long time ago, and for some reason it didn't work, but I don't know, maybe I was doing something dumb, because it was a really long time ago.
But yeah, I remember some RPGs that did that. Which is a neat idea.
Yeah, Sin and Punishment is really interesting because controller 2 does the same thing that controller 1 does. So what I did to complete that was, well, hard mode is like insanely hard. Like I don't know how one person can process everything that you need to have going on. to beat hard mode in that. I beat, you know, normal mode normally, which is still really hard. But hard mode, what we did was one person did the dodging and one person did the shooting.
Okay.
And that worked. It was weird, but it worked pretty well. I mean, it certainly worked better than one person having to think about dodging and shooting.
Oh, yeah. Split it up.
I don't know if you've played those games.
The Wii version.
The Virtual Console version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's funny that, like, when the Virtual Console really started, like, I was all about it, but, you know, I can't even think of the last time I played a virtual console game. It's been a long time.
Egon's hurting. Bad here. I got kind of cornered in here.
Oof.
This could be dicey.
Man. Slimes. Should have practiced more in Dragon Quest VII.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, people are probably surprised by me. I don't have Dragon Quest VII.
Well, you're not a big fan of Dragon Quest VII.
I'm
Most
not.
Most people aren't big fans of Dragon Quest
VII. I did my time with Dragon Quest VII, you know?
That's the issue. You have to do your time with that game on PlayStation.
I beat it. I beat it. Spent over 100 hours in it, and
I didn't beat it. It was too much of a slog for me.
Yeah, it's not my recommended starter Dragon Quest. That's for sure.
No, that's not an entry. That's not an entry.
Oh level. No! Whew, that was close.
At all, I would say you want to build up to that one. Like it's.
No, Egon! Oh no! Is this it? That might be it.
What have you done?
Oh, no. Oh, what? That's it. It's over. It's over. Oh, it's over. It's all over. Oh.
Didn't get to see it. Didn't get to see the ending.
Is there I wonder if there's like a level select code.
Let's see. Let's try to find it. With our luck, probably not.
Probably not. I'd love to see the ending cutscene, though.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I'm sure it's good, though. Let me try. Let me check, see if there's some info. Looking. So there are 6 floors to the museum.
Ooh, whew, I was a ways off.
And then you do, yep, you fight Janosch and Vigo.
Whew, I don't know. That might have been a tall order.
Tall order. And not to spoil it, but there is definitely a good ending. Pretty cool ending.
Unfortunately, I guess people are gonna have to look it up on YouTube.
you don't think it's gonna happen, huh?
I don't know. What do you think? I could always do another go at this from the beginning, or we could go for the variety approach.
We could leave it up to the audience, but I mean, it didn't take too long. I mean, it's only 10:06.
Yeah.
We started like 9:20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You only had a couple floors left.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tricky.
Let's leave it up to the chat.
All right, chat. Do we press on?
Do we stick with one game or do we try something else?
Yeah. Do we mix it up or try again? Oh, we got try again.
Try again.
Let's see.
We got same person.
Same person. Press on. Try again. Press on.
Doesn't count.
Let's see, we got a new game. We got go for it. Press on.
What would the new game be?
Play something terrible. New game. Bust Ghost.
Right?
Try again.
I mean, I'm definitely seeing. I think more. Give it another go.
I think so. I don't know if there's any codes for the game or anything that at least not that I'm seeing at this point, but I don't know if it's worth it, but yeah, it seems like they want you to try again.
All right, well, let's do it.
So we gotta see that ending before the end of the night.
Yeah, let's see what kind of color palette do we want here. This might do the red no ghost.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Okay, we started last time with Egon and Winston, so let's go.
Power Keg Greg said A and B and then start does something.
Oh, is this so?
But I don't know if that's if he's just messing with us.
I mean, let's see. I mean, I'm not a codes kind of guy.
Right. That's our last resort if we can't get there. As far as I know, I don't think there is a code. A and B together, then start a title menu. According to 8-bit gnosis. Let's just see what it does.
I don't know. I hit A and B and start. I don't think it necessarily did anything.
Gotcha. At the title screen?
Oh, actually, I might have hit B and B because of the...
Oh, so you gotta redo it.
Well, let's
A and B start at the title screen. You did BB.
Yeah, well, because I'm using the wireless Super Nintendo controller, by the way.
Oh, so you gotta get that hoary Super Game Boy controller. You ever seen that thing?
Like something they made back in the day?
Yeah, the Hori company, when the Super Game Boy came out, they made a Super Nintendo controller that was like a Game Boy, but it was a controller.
Huh. Also, for some reason, the FrameMeister... Oh, here we go. Didn't like that last reset.
It was not having it.
I don't think it did anything.
Really? Huh.
But whatever. We should do this legit.
Yeah, we'll go legit. But no, the Super Game Boy, it's not super expensive. I would say pick one up to people if they want, like, if they're into unique controllers.
Yeah, so what is it? You got a picture?
It's specifically, yeah, I will, yeah, let me send it to you in the our secret chat. But it is a... It says Super Game Boy on it, and it's got mute controls, window controls, and color controls buttons on it.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, I want to get one. They're not entirely too expensive, and you can find them boxed pretty easily. It just looks like it'd be a neat, you know, just a neat, and it uses the Game Boy color scheme. It's a licensed by, I think it's Hori.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the sort of thing they would have made.
Yeah, Hori just knew what they were doing.
So how much is that?
Let's see what the price is, see what they're going for. Back when I looked at it, they were pretty reasonable. And it's like, I would just use a Super Nintendo controller, but the idea of having it, I feel like it completes the set of the Super Game Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why. And, you know... Hori is practically an official.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's official licensed.
Yeah, and they...
They clearly have access to, like, some of the official, like, whatever.
Yeah, their stuff it's too good. Their D-pads are like, spot on. Yeah. Especially, like, the... Because they made the Game Boy, or the GameCube controller, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they are Nintendo buttons.
Right, yeah, they have to be. There's no way they're not. But yeah, let me look it up. Ooh,
it's gone up.
I may have waited a little too long to get it.
Uh-oh.
It's probably been a year or two since I last looked at it. You can get one loose for, ooh, yeah, it's a little pricey. So, you know, $45 loose.
I mean, it's doable.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's still less than a modern controller.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Oh, no, okay, so a couple, you can get one brand new. For 66, that's not too bad.
For a brand new controller, that's not.
Yeah.
Now this was only in Japan, I assume.
Yes, Super Famicom. So I wonder if it works on the Super Nintendo. It's obviously the same port, but will it recognize it through the regular American Super Game Boy?
Aren't there some like? I mean, I'm actually playing this on a Super Game Boy 2 right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there, you know, I've at least got that. There, I want to say there might be some weirdness with... I've heard there might be weirdness between, like, port recognition, like, maybe with PAL, but I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah, the only port issues that I'm aware of are, you know, obviously I know about the Famicom and NES issues. You know, where, like, you know, certain controllers won't work, like Zappers.
Yeah.
Like, you already know about that, like how Zappers do not work on the Famicom.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's an interesting thing. So I don't know if it would work, but it doesn't really matter, because you and I have Super Famicoms anyway.
So, yeah.
So who cares? But this guy is selling it brand new for $66. Or best offer, so we all know.
Dave is a known best offerer.
I am the best at best offering. Yeah, I might, you know what, I'll add that to the old watch list. I'll send you the link for if you're ever feeling a little frisky and wanna drop some cash.
Yeah, someone in our we've got a Discord chat for Patreons.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I heard that Patreon and Discord have officially teamed up now.
Really?
Yeah, so I think there's some integration coming soon in Patreon for Discord.
Oh,
so
that's super cool, because I recently saw someone else adding that. I mean, maybe, I don't know if Corey got the idea from someone else. I have no idea where that idea came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's something that a lot of people were doing, because you can basically make those servers and have these, like, you know, patron-only chats for channels. Or mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been actually, you know, surprisingly successful. I kind of thought, you know, people would talk on it for a day or two and then die off. But, right. But people have been using it. It's pretty cool, actually.
That's awesome. Maybe I need to get me a Game Dave one.
Yeah, and I've asked, you know, there's some, you know, pretty technical people on there, so I've even gotten like some advice and ideas and things to, you know, kind of research and follow up on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
it's been a good resource for me too. You know, so it's been cool.
Yeah, you've got some. You got some intense people to watch your show, so I'm not surprised. But, so it looks like Adam Zay just bought one of the hoary Super Game Boy Commanders on eBay already.
Super Game Boy Commander, that's what it's called?
Yeah, it's called the SGB Commander.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, he said just bought one for $32.
Nice. I might be looking for that as soon as our next little influx of money comes in.
yeah, that might be.
I try to save my eBay purchases for when
Patreon show purchases and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do something you know, pretty similar. Like, I don't want to give it away, but that crazy PS2 game that I recently got that was a Japanese exclusive with a crazy controller, that was all from Patreon support, which was awesome, but that'll be down the road. You know what I'm talking about? You remember what I'm talking about?
I remember you showing me something, but I'm drawing.
I'll just say helicopter, that's all I'll say.
Helicopter. Oh, okay. Alright, I remember now.
Crazy, and since I bought that, I still have yet to see another one anywhere on eBay. That was the only one I've ever seen. And I was worried, it took like 2.5 months to get here. I was like, ooh, I think I just lost money. But it made it, so that'll be an exciting future episode.
I just got Oh, Egon
messing you up, man. Maybe he was a bad pick.
Well, he wasn't my pick. He
Oh, that was your swap. Who did you go with for this one for your minions?
I started with Peter and Ray.
Peter and Ray. Okay, it makes sense. You know, we need to use everybody.
But take the baby to the sewer. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I got a we gotta change color palette. Let's go for a pre-made purple.
Yeah, let's see how they handle it. Now I'm assuming with the commander controller, you can just hit the color button to adjust the colors. I'm assuming that's the point.
That would be crazy, like that it would actually.
Yeah, I don't know what it does, or if it maybe just brings up the, I don't know, I don't know. But it has a button that says color. You know what? No, it just mimics the X button. So it's more.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
It's more labeled for you to know. That's what it is. It's just labeling the X button as the color button, so it's like, oh, this is the color button.
Yeah, because you can like switch between the two.
R is the window button, but instead of having a shoulder button, it's a pressable button on the.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. But it's, I more wanted just to see how.
Think, man.
I wonder how comfortable the thing is. I mean, it looks almost like a rounded NES controller shape.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's got to be not quite as good as playing on a Super Nintendo controller, but still.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and how cool is it that they actually put the speaker, the look of the speaker,
yeah,
like, it's no gateway. I think that's pretty cool detail, because it does nothing. Now, if that was a speaker, that would be awesome.
Yeah, sound coming through the Super Nintendo controller port.
That's where Sony got it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stole it from the Hori Commander. No.
Well, I mean, the Wii Remote did it first.
Right, yeah, yeah. Oh, Wii. It's funny, because I would always turn that off.
The audio quality is just so bad.
Yeah, it was very scratchy.
And if you set to do out of the TV, like, you know, or if you turn it off, the same sounds come out of the TV.
Yep. Like, I don't need to hear it right next to me. Yeah. I'm good. I'm
Unfortunately, fine. You can't do... I don't think turning the volume down on the Wii U gamepad, I don't think causes audio to come out of the TV. Like, I know it does, unless there's a setting in the main menu that I've overlooked.
Oh, you mean like that additional Wii gamepad sound?
Yeah, because sometimes I turn it off because if a game just has, like, sound effects coming out of it, then that's good. Mm-hmm. But sometimes
it'll be like a music layer.
Sometimes it has music and sound, and there's like lag.
Yes, I've noticed that with certain TVs, especially.
Yeah, so.
And if you have like a sound bar, I notice that the pad is not in sync.
Yeah.
Just off enough to where, especially in the. Even on just the Wii U menu.
Yeah,
because it adds layers.
Yeah, it's cool, but it
doesn't sync properly.
Now my TV, I've never really fiddled with it, but my TV does have like a audio delay, like plus minus thing.
Oh wow, that's actually a really unique feature. But
so that might work, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it's like, is it worth it? Is how long would it take to like?
Right, and I would only really use it with the Wii U and. It would probably be a little off for everything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the same effect if I have my TV on and then the speaker I have attached to my PVM. Mm-hmm. You know.
So how do you feel about this run? You think you're doing better? You feel like you're doing better?
I mean, there have been some stupid mistakes, but it's hard to say. My standards are higher now than they were the last time I was here. I'm kind of going in a lot of circles because I'm trying to catch this spinning ghost over here. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to have to move on for now. I'll come back again later.
What you gotta do? Man, this really is a good color palette for this stage.
Yeah. Because I think in the movie, it's more pink than purple, right?
Yeah, I think they even refer to it as pink slime.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm almost certain they say pink.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I want to go through and watch them again, because that's the thing. I have not watched them since I saw the new one, which, you know, I went and see.
Yeah.
I went and saw it begrudgingly, but I did it. I was like, you know what, I need to just go see it.
Yeah, it was okay. It could have been a lot better, but I mean,
yeah. What's that term we like to use? It was inoffensive.
Yeah.
But it didn't do anything that's gonna change. It's gonna be forgettable.
Yeah, and no one really expected it. I mean, there was not like there was any expectation of it matching the originals. But
certainly has not made enough money for them to keep going with it. At least that's the rumor at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard it did really well at first, but then maybe not. So
I
don't know.
Yeah, huge drop off. It's lost money. Yeah, but you know, there were moments I liked. I will admit that.
I mean, I'm just not a big modern comedy person.
No, it is not the same at all. It's a totally different... It's just people are different, I guess.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah, the original, you just can't... I mean, it's hilarious. The original is so funny. But in a weird way, it's a unique comedy. Like, we talked about this before, how we don't even know what genre we'd really call it.
Well, yeah, the original Ghostbusters is, like, when I was a kid, like, I didn't think of it as a comedy. And, like, I didn't know that the actors were, like, these famous comedians. It was just, like, just an adventure movie of some kind to me, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Like, every movie had comedy in it, so just because there were parts that made me laugh. And, of course, like, so much of... Ghostbusters humor is very under the surface, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that subtle, like, ooh, kind of, like, funny. Yeah.
Listen, you smell that?
Yeah, it's like, what? Yeah, like, it's just, it's not, and it's in a scene that's not even meant to be funny at that point.
Right.
Which is pretty, you know what? It's that, it's so realistic, you miss that they're trying to, it doesn't feel like they're trying to make a joke.
Right.
Like, even when Egon's like, could you get a sample of this for me? And Peter Venkman is like, he's like, why, you want somebody blows their nose and you want to keep, like, that's something
yeah.
a person would actually say, and his reaction, that's what somebody would do.
Yeah.
It's not overplayed like more modern comedies are.
Right.
It's like, ooh, gross.
It's not like, it's not a joke. It's just a funny thing that happens.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I think, what... Which sounds crazy to say, but the original Ghostbusters felt more grounded. Like,
yeah.
This could actually happen, even though it couldn't.
Ghostbusters could really happen, people!
This is real. But it felt more like, you know what? This crazy stuff feels like it's happening to real people.
Real people, yeah, yeah. It's...
And not like, oh, this crazy stuff is... It, like, these people are now... You know, these... People are making the situation happen.
Yeah. Right, and you know, one of our friends that we went to with it said, like, I think I realized why I don't like modern comedy.
Mm.
And he said, you know, the example from the new Ghostbusters movie that he used was when she was like. You know, she was, like, being flung around by one of the ghosts, and she said, where are my glasses? I lost my glasses. Oh, wait, they're in my head, you know, while she's being flung around. You know, it's kind of funny, but he said, you know, like, in 80s comedy, like, a joke that falls flat, like, just kind of comes across as just another part of the script. It's just something that someone said.
Yeah, yeah, it's just normal dialogue.
Whereas that is explicitly, like, a joke, something funny, ha-ha, you're supposed to laugh at. And if you don't, then, like...
It's like, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I did... I mean, there were definitely moments...
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was... You know, it was fine. I don't... You know, I... Uh-oh. Egon... Like, I definitely don't have a problem with the movie, but I just thought it was about what I expected from a modern comedy, which modern comedy is just not my thing. There were definitely a few parts that gave me a pretty good laugh.
Oh yeah, yeah, there were some good, and I would say it felt more definitely more actiony.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you figure like the original,
and some of that stuff was pretty cool, to be honest.
Some of the fights, even though they're kind of ridiculous, I was like, I was into it. And when the score, I actually really liked the score.
Yeah.
Because the musical score used cues from the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And
which
I was like,
the
ooh,
original movies did not do.
Yeah, no, it was an Elmer Bernstein score that was just kind of, you know, it was like, boop, 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 boop. And it was kind of, it kind of didn't fit. Now, nothing against the... I mean, I own physically the CD of the Ghostbusters score, so I am not hating on the original score by any means, because there's definitely things I like in it, but it wasn't as fitting as... I don't know. I liked the more grand feel of the new movie score.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it has its moments. We'll see what happens. The future will tell if, we're going to get more of that, or if it's going to become something else. I don't know. We'll see. Now people are posting all kinds of things down here. Game Boy palettes. What is happening in this chat?
Game Boy, good Game Boy color palettes?
I guess. They're talking about the Game Boy player, I think.
Ah. I hate the palettes that you're locked into.
Because
the Game Boy player is essentially a, a Game Boy color.
Okay.
And so, Vape Man! it's not a Game Boy Color. It's a Game Boy Advance, which treats Game Boy games the way that a Game Boy Color does. Which you just do not have the flexibility over color palettes that you do with the Super Game Boy. Uh-huh. And it's very disappointing because, you hold like left and B or up and A or whatever to get certain color palettes. And honestly, I feel like exactly one of them is good. And that's the black and white one, which is so boring, but
exactly one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they're terrible. You can't get Super Game Boy palettes with the Game Boy Color stuff. It's just, and the other, the weird thing is that there's certain games. I've always been curious how this is stored in the system, but it recognizes certain cartridges. For example, any Kirby game that you put into the Game Boy Color or Game Boy Advance or Game Boy Player, Kirby is pink. And honestly, the color palette is awful overall, but it's cool that it recognizes this is a Kirby game and here's the color palette we use for Kirby games.
Yeah, that is neat.
Like I say, I think it looks kind of bad, but...
But it's at least it's the right the right idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we were asked about it earlier, but if we had to pick top 5 Game Boy games, how hard would that be for you, Tri? Top 5 Game Boy games. Original Game Boy, not Game Boy Color, Game Boy Black and White.
The top 2 without doubt are Donkey Kong 94 and Link's Awakening.
Okay.
Without even having to think about it. Third yep. would probably be the original Wario Land.
Okay. Super Mario Land 3, right?
Yeah. The other Wario Lands are just kind of okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
After that,
See, I can't pick Wario Land because my favorite Wario Land game is the Virtual Boy game.
Ah.
I think that's one of the best ones.
It's probably my second favorite Wario Land.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just called Wario Land, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Two more.
I have to pick something Kirby. Probably Dream Land 2.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Kirby
was my favorite for a while.
Yeah, well, it was the first adventure Kirby game that I owned for a long time. Not one of the spin-offs or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had several of my friends had the original Dream. Oh no, Vinkman! Run!
Vinkman!
You sound like Ray. He's coming to check on Vinkman.
Vinkman!
And that terrible screen that Bill Murray does. Apparently that was dubbed. That was not the original take. They had him dub that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that was the dub?
It's an interesting scream.
The original, if you see, there's certain, preview clips, and I don't even know if it's in certain trailers, where you can hear the original, the live recorded version,
really?
And it's he's like, Now look that up. That's pretty hilarious. The original scream from that scene that he did is I can see why maybe they changed it, because it probably made it too funny and less oh my gosh, this thing is coming at him.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of an intense scene until he gets slimed. Then it's like, oh, that's
yeah, because like, you almost think like for a second, like he could be dead. Like,
is it going to kill him? Or?
I mean, like, yeah, because like, up to that point, you don't know like what the ghosts do, really.
Yeah, especially like the library, like the first ghost they encounter is not anything they want to mess with. Like, it looks like it was going to kill him.
Yeah.
So you got Kirby's Dream Land 2.
Yeah, saying. which you know, I mean, the funny thing is that like none of the Game Boy Kirby games, even though you kind of in a lot of ways think of Kirby as a Game Boy franchise first and foremost, but none of the Game Boy Kirby games are as good as like my favorite like console Kirby games. Mm-hmm. Like
I actually started went Adventure first, mm-hmm, on NES, and then my second Kirby game was actually Kirby's Dream Land 2. Okay. Because I thought, because I was a kid, I was like, oh, the second Kirby game is on Game Boy. So I thought Kirby's Dream Land 2 was actually like a sequel to Adventure, because I didn't know about the original,
which
didn't actually have power-ups.
Right, which would be crazy, because in Dream Land 2, it's interesting that you say Dream Land 2 was your favorite, because it has fewer powers.
Right, like I prefer Adventure. I think Adventure is still my favorite, though, of all of the Kirby games, because it's probably nostalgia brain more than anything. But Dream Land 2 felt more, finding all of the secret eggs, like paths and everything, and the stars. What are they?
Oh, the rainbow drops.
Finding those and 100%ing that game was way more difficult, yeah. I think.
Than it took Adventure. More time.
Oh yeah, yeah, and a lot of backtracking, and you really had to learn how to use the powers and when to have them at the right time in that game. I think Kirby's Dream Land 2 is much more difficult than Adventure.
Yeah, it's been so long since I played 2. Played 2. Actually, my battery is dead, and unfortunately, I've discovered capturing footage and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, see, it was a lot. Like, I loved the original Dreamland, but it was like a game that, like, friends had, and I, like, played it so much, like their copies, it always seemed like it was so easy, it always seemed like it was going to be like a waste of money to buy my own. So I never had my own copy of the original Dreamland until just a few years ago.
Yeah, I didn't have, I probably got Dreamland in maybe 2005, I think, is when I finally got it. And I, you know, that was my first time really playing it, because I was always used to Kirby with powers, and I was a little bored. I was a little bored by it. It was just kind of. And I know people would say that Kirby games are known for being easy or too easy if you're hardcore.
Yeah.
I don't. Not if you're trying to 100% them. Kirby's Dream Land 2 is not easy. I don't think it's
It's been a while, but it's definitely. At least at the time, it seemed challenging to, like, actually get everything.
Yeah, and I think that's more... Yeah, Kirby games can be easy depending on how you want to play it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the sign of a good, well-made game. Yeah. When it's like, you can beat it and be like, oh, that was easy. But if you want to go back and do it right, you're going to, you know, it's going to take some time. Yeah. Which I think is good.
But, I still do like the original Kirby, but, like, I skipped for whatever reason. I mean, you know, I loved Kirby. I had an NES for some reason. Didn't get Adventure until I started, like, rebuilding my NES collection.
Wow. Yeah, see? Yeah, I had that as a... Yeah, I loved Kirby's Adventure, man. Yeah, that's definitely my favorite Kirby game, Adventure.
And, like, I was shocked. Oh, gosh, this freaking clown.
I know, it's a bad start.
Alright, got him. Jeez. Like, it shocked me because it was after Superstar, And I was surprised, like, wow, this game has, like, almost as many powers as Superstar does, which was kind of crazy, I thought. Because Superstar has a ton of powers, but what makes Superstar unique is, like, just how many, like, each power has, like, so much you can do because of, they have, like, this complex, like, almost fighting game-like moveset.
Yeah, yeah, it's not just the one ability.
Yeah, so it... Oh, man, this is a good room to get the infinite trap in, because there's a bunch of those freaking clowns.
This is everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was like, wow, it, like, really impressed me that it was, it, like, had, like, so many powers. I love adventure, but I will always prefer the ones that, have, like, the Superstar-style movesets.
Okay.
Which, you know, like, I honestly feel like we're kind of in a Kirby golden age right now. Oh, no. Got my first game over.
Well, that's not bad, though, because we're on the last section.
I don't think you can earn extra continues, though.
No, because you're almost to 50,000 points, and I'm not seeing anything. Unless it's 50,000 is when you get a continue. Of course.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got Donkey Kong 94, which is definitely in my top five. Mm-hmm. I don't know where, but Donkey Kong 94 is another one that I just... Oh, loved it. 100% that game. Not that you couldn't, but...
Yeah.
So good. So, just the way that you could... Oh, man, the puzzles in that. So freaking good, that game. And just the way Mario controlled. Like, it was unique.
I mean, that was... I mean, Mario doing, like, the backflips and stuff before Mario 64.
It was satisfying.
Freaking Ray. Ray!
Ray. Do, Ray, you. So Donkey Kong 94 is on there, and then you have Link's Awakening, of course. I mean, Zelda guy over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so Kirby's Dream Land 2 is on there, you would say?
I would say that would be probably my top Kirby game for the system.
Okay.
I mean, as much as I love, like, the unique stuff that Kirby does, like, the Kirby platformers are always going to be the main thing to me.
Mm-hmm. So what else would be on your top game?
I'm doing this, you know, without looking at my shelf or anything, you know.
That's impressive. That's good. Yeah, we won't say it's definitive, but it's the off the top of the head list right now.
Yeah. You said Wario Land, right?
Yep, that was your other one. Yep, Wario Land. Original. So you got one more pick. Fifth game.
Oh, crap.
I'd have a pretty big list, I think, if I really sat down and thought about it.
Yeah. This is something that I played much more recently, but I could see Gargoyle's Quest being on the list.
Okay. All right, I know some people were talking about that in the chat, so I mean, I've never played it. But.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Mm.
I could definitely see it making the list. Another good game that is relatively more recent for me is. Kid Icarus. What's the subtitle of Myths and Monsters? I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I never got into the Kid Icarus games.
Yeah, I was not really sure how I was going to react when I first played the NES game, like, because it's definitely of that era of NES game where it's kind of like, some of those I'm into and some of them I'm not.
Yeah, some of them feel old. I don't know how to say it. But.
Yeah, like I just realized I haven't changed my color palette.
Oh man, I know. Maybe that's why you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's I kind of like this green and orange here. This ain't bad. Let's go with this.
So you like the Kid Icarus Game Boy game?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like the NES game more, but the Game Boy one's good. Oh, you know another game I really like is Game & Watch Gallery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I still have my childhood copy of that game.
Yeah, I need to get the second one again. I never had the third. I've got the first and the fourth. For some reason, I sold my copy of the second. I've never played the third.
I had the first one, and I actually picked up the second one at Too Many Games this year, finally.
Oh, okay.
So I only have the first two right now. I had only played the first one as a kid.
Yeah, I think the second one, I think, has Chef.
Okay.
Which I think the reason I sold it is because the Game Boy Advance version, Game & Watch Gallery 4, has Chef as an unlockable.
Okay, so you felt like consolidating.
Yeah, Chef, like, my top three, like, I don't really care for, like, the classic version.
No,
any
no,
of those.
No,
like, the modern versions are what I like.
Because they have that little bit of give.
Yeah, and sometimes just like a little bit of an extra mechanic. Like the classic version of Chef, I don't think is that interesting. Oh my gosh, did I just get my second game over? Things are not looking good, people.
Stressing me out. Stressing. See this ending.
Freaking, I got killed by the same clown like right away last time too. There's like this clown like right by the door that's like designed to get your trapper.
Yeah. That quick. Yeah, they're probably the most difficult enemy in this game. Just the way they show up.
Yeah.
So the mechanic in Chef on Game Boy, that additional modern mechanic.
Yeah, like you like have to flip them multiple times and like, you know, Yoshi, like you get more points if you feed him like a well done thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not burnt.
Yeah. Mine was always in the first one. I believe it's Manhole.
Manhole was my favorite in the first, which I don't think is a common favorite.
But no, I just think that one's really fun. The modern one. Because in the classic, if they walk over the gap,
beep, they're down.
But you can catch them with Yoshi.
As they're falling.
And that's why I like prefer the modern ones. Just that feel. That's what I meant by like the extra give. Like that's what made them so much more fun, I think.
Yeah. They're really fun. They did a smart update of all of those.
I would probably
because that's the only one I think that has Manhole in it.
The first one?
I don't think it's in 2, 3, or 4 in any fashion.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was so cool also, like, to read. Like, that was an early point where I started learning some history.
Right. Oh,
about some of these Nintendo things, because you would unlock this, like, information about the game.
Yeah, and I didn't know about Game & Watch before Game & Watch Gallery.
No, yeah, that's when I first heard about it.
Oh, man, we are going downhill, like, super fast here.
But you don't mess around with that. It's 3 stages, but that last stage is kick your butt. Where are we on? 4-2?
These clowns, they appear right on top of your trapper, and I can't do anything about it.
Clowns.
Freaking clowns.
They really do, man. This is Egon. That means they don't like Egon. It always seems to be him.
But, yeah, so, I mean, like, it's kind of a toss-up for me between Chef and Manhole.
Yeah, it's the best game to watch.
Yeah, and then I would say the third is Fire. Mm-hmm. Probably third Fire and then fourth Parachute.
Yeah, Fire's a fun one.
I mean, but it's like Fire's, like, so, like... Like, I don't know, like, I almost think of Fire as, like, the default... If that makes sense. Like, that is, like...
Like, that's, like, the most known?
I don't know. It's, like, the most... Like, it's so basic, but it's, like, fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, one... It, in a series of simple games, it's, like, the simplest.
Well, what's funny about that is there's actually... You heard it here first, everyone. So a future Famicorner episode, hopefully, is actually a Japanese exclusive on the Famicom called Flying Hero, which is very similar to Fire.
Really?
Where you have people falling out of buildings and you're bouncing them on a trampoline as a firefighter.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
does
that's...
Does it play pretty similarly? Like...
No, because it's more you're standing in front of like a large building and you're moving back and forth in front of it. You're not bouncing them over to something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much of the like left to right stuff. So, but yeah, that's a review I'm hoping to do soon in the next couple of episodes for sure. Flying Hero. Huh. I just want to lock down a complete copy instead of just a loose copy. I like to do complete copies on Famicorner.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's a pretty neat game, and it mixes up the gameplay, so it's not just the trampolining stages, but that's the main gameplay, which is kind of cool to play on the NES.
Yeah.
So that's one coming. So if I had to, let me think of some top five. For me, Game Boy, Donkey Kong 94 is definitely up there. I don't know if it's number one, but I definitely probably put the most time into it.
Mm-hmm.
So Donkey Kong 94 is up there. Kirby's Dream Land 2 has to be up there. And then that's where I start to... It's tough, because there's so many Game Boy games. Because NES and Game Boy were my only consoles, aside from the Vectrex, for a long time. So I was playing Game Boy games well into, you know, late Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
But Final Fantasy... I have to pick one of the Final Fantasy Game Boy games. Probably I would not go Legend, I would go Adventure.
Okay.
Which, you know, is kind of like the start of the Mana series.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically, which is kind of... But it was, I mean, it was remade, what was it, Sword of Mana?
Sword
is
that of Mana, the and there's a new remake. Sword of Mana was not that well liked, but I thought it was fine. But then again, I've not played the original version of Adventure, so...
Okay, yeah, well, it's starting to go up in price, so you can get on that.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, you know me, because I'm a snob about about my Final Fantasy Game Boy games, because, you know, Sunsoft did their re-release in 1998, and I try to get the Square releases that don't have Sunsoft branding.
Yeah.
So the Sunsoft Final Fantasy Adventure, easy to find. The Squaresoft Final Fantasy Adventure is probably harder to find than the Final Fantasy Legend Squaresoft releases.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect to pay... You know, probably $20 to $25 loose for Adventure at this point, which I think is expensive for Game Boy.
It is expensive for a Game Boy game, but I mean, hey, I just bought Castlevania Legends. So.
Yeah. Anything's cheaper than that.
Well, except for Shantae, but
you know. Well, that's a little different. So Final Fantasy Adventure would be probably in there. Donkey Kong 94, Kirby's Dream Land 2, Final Fantasy Adventure. You know what? I gotta put it on there, man. Pokemon Blue. Or any of them. Pokemon Blue or Red. I would go Pokemon Blue because that's what I played as a kid. And my friends had Red, so it was perfect for me.
Yeah, so I don't know why I never would really think to put Pokemon Blue. I mean, I played the heck out of it at the time, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely late. It was a late game on the Game Boy for me.
Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't necessarily put it on my list. I think maybe because, like, I prefer, like, the GBA remake.
Okay, the Leaf?
Fire Red and Leaf Green. Yeah, I've got Fire Red for that. I would prefer Leaf Green, but I just kind of came into a copy of Fire Red, so...
Well, that makes sense, because originally... It was green and red.
Right.
I mean blue for some reason.
I wish we got green and blue instead. I mean,
yeah, I don't care about red. Yeah, I was always a Bulbasaur.
Who freaking likes red?
I like Squirtle. Oh man. Even in Pokemon Go I started with Squirtle. What can I say? But other games, like, that's where it starts getting tricky after that. Definitely Pokemon Blue, Donkey Kong 94, Kirby's Dream Land 2, Final Fantasy Adventure. But then There's just so many good Game Boy games, because I want to put a puzzle game on there, but I also don't want to waste a slot with a puzzle game, because Yoshi I love Yoshi on the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know it's basically the same on the NES.
Yeah.
I played a lot more of it on the Game Boy. I wouldn't Tetris isn't worth it.
No.
Tetris is fun, but it's not worth putting it on there.
No.
Luckily I can see them. So it's okay. So I'm cheating. Here's one that probably would surprise you. Bart versus the Juggernauts.
Oh yeah?
I actually really like that game. It's, you know, it's like Olympics, but not. And okay. You have, like, the different events that you compete in, and you're trying to earn points to, like, qualifiers and things like that. And it's not an easy game, which most Simpsons games aren't, and most Simpsons games are terrible.
Aww.
But I think that one's one of the better Simpsons licensed games of the early era. I know they got better later on with, like, what is it? Hit and Run is supposed to be really good. I heard
mixed things about it, but
yeah, I mean, well, mixed is way better than the NES games.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bart versus the Juggernauts is definitely one to check out. But again, I don't even know if it could be a top five for me. And I really like the golden coins too. So that
one's always kind of been okay for me.
Yeah. It's hard. Seeing you brought a Game & Watch, which reminded me how much I love the first Game & Watch.
See, I feel like Game & Watch could be, like, you know, because a similar thing actually kind of came up, and we did a video for Patreon subscribers, which was just kind of like a casual, like, question and answer. Like, we got patrons to submit some questions, and we just did like a casual video, and I just get the thing, and then I get run over by a clown.
Of course, so there's always the clowns.
One of the questions was, like, if you could only have one system and five games to play for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Oh boy.
And I won't go through all of them. As it was a Patreon exclusive. Can't reveal all my secrets. But we both picked Super Nintendo for the system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new Kai Ghost. And I was like, you know, like, I would not put a puzzle game in my top five Super Nintendo games, but I feel like if I was making a choice of only five games to take with me for the rest of my life, I feel like a puzzle game would be smart to fill one slot with a puzzle game.
Yeah, a lot more replay value there, for sure.
Yeah, so I picked Wario's Woods, which is my favorite puzzle game.
Really? Okay.
Most people are like, what? Like, not Tetris Attack? Which... Tetris Attack is a close second, but I think Wario's Woods is more fun. I really like the whole, like, control an actual character in the field of play.
But is that specifically the SNES version?
Oh, it's like that in both, but
which one do you prefer?
I've got very little experience with the NES version. I kind of do want to get it, but it's just kind of a sort of thing that's like, like, it costs more money than it's worth to me.
Right. Well, and it was the last licensed release, right?
And the only one with an ESRB rating. Like, that's the main reason I kind of want it.
Historical value
it's
of it.
It's just because it's cool that it's got an ESRB rating
on
it.
Yeah, because that's what I have is the Super Nintendo version of Wario's Woods, I believe. Yeah, yeah. I don't have the NES one.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've played, I definitely much prefer the Super Nintendo version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Game Boy's tricky because there's a lot of fun things, and there's also a lot of games I haven't played on the Game Boy that would probably.
Yeah, I guess the other thing with the Game Boy is there's a lot of games where it's almost like another version of the game can kind of replace it, like a better version, you know.
Right, that's true.
Oh, Egon's got the pickaxe.
It's the same thing for Ghostbusters too, because the console version is definitely a huge improvement. But if it wasn't for that, I think Ghostbusters 2 would be in my top five games. But the fact that the console version is is so much more polished because they could make it more polished.
Yeah,
it's hard to say which one I like better. I gotta go with the console version, sadly. But this one's good. This one's good if you want one, because this one actually came out here.
Yeah.
So you're on floor four.
Yeah.
I don't know,
it's getting dicey. Some of these rooms are, you know, have some tight quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it looks like the code that everyone was telling us, that I didn't think there was a code in this one, that's for the NES version. So that's why we were having no luck with it. So this, it's make it or break it now. Will we see the ending? If only we had save states. Seems he playing legit over here.
Oh, this room's gonna be a little tricky, I think. There's a lot of wiggle room here. Oh, Winston, get out of there! There's not that many ghosts, though, in this one.
No, and that's the good thing. You have plenty of time, not very many ghosts, you're on floor four. So,
I'm going on a little mini rampage here.
Hopefully floor six is very short.
Alright, that was easy.
Progress.
We got this jogger again. I haven't had that guy in a while.
No, and he can kind of sneak up on you.
Yeah, he one of them spawned on me at some point.
And he was in Ghostbusters 2.
Almost sneezed.
He's the one that I think, that's the one that Peter Venkman catches just by sitting on the bench. He just hits the trap. he's running and he just catches him. He's just like, oh, boop. Which is pretty impressive. Yeah, there were a lot of weird, in the montage for Ghostbusters 2, there's a lot of weird scenes that I feel like there's just stuff that we did not get to see that got cut out of that movie. Like a lot of the stuff with those charcoal gray uniforms that they always featured them in the promo pictures, but they almost never wear them in the movie, except in the montages. And in the montages, there's this crazy scene where they have like traps hooked up to this like prism. And there's all these lights going everywhere, and things are floating. I feel like that was a bigger scene, but I don't know if we'll ever know how much they really shot for Ghostbusters 2. I think a lot got cut. I really do. But people like to poop on Ghostbusters 2 and say it's not good. Like that it's just a bad movie, and I don't think it's a bad movie, but people will fight you on that. They'll be like, what are you talking about? This is a terrible movie. It's nothing like the first one. It's like, it's almost too similar to the first one. Which is the problem, because they tried to just redo it. I don't know. I always like Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. I like it. It's...
Now, watch it again. You haven't watched it in a while.
I think it might be over. I think it might be over.
Oh, no.
It might be over. Oh, it's over. It's over. It's over. I'm sorry, guys. I failed you. I failed New York.
I didn't just fail the viewers tonight. Failed the whole the New York City. I failed all of New York. Drake put it well. Drake said, "Who are you gonna call? Someone else." Yeah. I believe that is a Casper reference.
Oh, Casper. Oh, that like I say recent, that modern Casper movie. Mm. Was that? Am I right on that? I saw that, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd has a little cameo where he comes out of the house as.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Says, who are you gonna call? Somebody else.
What year was that movie? That was like, you know, in my mind, that's still like new. That's recent, but
yeah, but it's probably a pretty
late.
Old
it's film. Probably like late '90s, I bet.
Yeah. Somebody said I'm out of focus. Don't worry, I'm not out of focus. You can blame Skype.
Yeah.
That's strictly Skype messing me up.
Yeah. Looks like better webcam lighting than usual in there.
A little bit better?
Yeah. Well, probably because you kind of figured it out for your streams.
I did. Yeah. So I have, luckily the lights, they're always hooked up. So I just plug them in.
You got that one that's kind of just hanging there.
Yeah. I got the hanging next to the superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, well this was fun, even though
I got to truly experience this game, which is something I've wanted to dip my toe more into. You know, because
yeah, it'll be interesting to see if you frickin' on your mind in the future.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, frickin' Hal made a Ghostbusters game with awesome sprites and awesome cutscenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to play the console version. You'll be like, whoa, okay.
Now, I think that's a little pricey, I think.
Yeah, I would suggest the PAL version's expensive. I would get I would just get the Famicom version because I think it's cheaper.
You don't have it though.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna disappear. You know me, I'm all about that proof. No, sorry. She is. There she blows. There we go. Yep, right here. There it is.
Oh, wow. It's so weird seeing Ghostbusters written in Japanese lettering. Like, this is so weird.
Ghostbusters. Yep. Ghostbusters. Now this, of course, but the new is not. It says new, and then Ghostbusters 2 in Japanese. Yeah, I picked this up a little while ago. I think I probably paid $30 for it, I think, which is good.
Ooh.
That's a good price for it. The PAL version is very expensive. But it doesn't matter because it's all in English. There's no difference, I don't think, between the games. So it's not like the text for the game is in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So I'd say go for the import
version. You tend to be complete for your Famicom games.
I try to be, but not this one, because I can't afford to get that one complete. I don't think I've even seen it complete on eBay, you know. That's a tricky one. I wonder what the box art looks like. I've seen the complete PAL version, because back when I was looking for it, I would look at it and not buy it. But I wonder. I do wonder what that looks like. I'll have to check that out in the future here. The Ghostbusters 2 complete. Okay, so actually it looks like, whew, man, that's expensive. Yeah, if you want it complete in box, I mean, you're looking at like $250. So I will stick with my clean, loose copy of Ghostbusters. Yeah,
I would advise that.
Yeah, the box art, it looks like the VHS tape box. Like the original VHS tape cover.
I can't decide whether that's cool or kind of lame.
I don't know. I always thought it was weird when you would see the real life movie Ghostbusters on the cover
of a game. Because,
to me.
Yeah, because I mean, in the game they're so stylized.
Yeah, they don't look like that at all. So I don't know. But hey, man, Ghostbusters 2 Game Boy. The version I have, you can get it right now on eBay for about $20. So, something to think about. You can add it to your backlog.
Yeah. I got, we were talking about eBay earlier, I was starting to say, and then I think I trailed off. I got a, this was talking about the Patreon chat. Someone pointed me to a PC Engine that was, because I really like the, you know, the little original Japanese PC Engine. So, you know, this seller, sometimes their listings, they misspell things.
Okay.
And not a lot of people find them, and, you know, you can get them for kind of a little cheaper. I think it's a seller I've seen before. I forget what the name was, but I ended up getting it for like $54. And I had no expectation of winning. There was actually a bit of a bid war on it. But I feel like for any PC Engine system, that's not too bad. And it looked clean. But on the same seller, I found they had a number of PS1, that's PSONE, you know, the little one, Japanese, because the one I've got a full-size Japanese one I got for really, really cheap, but the disk drive doesn't work super well. So I thought, well, I want to take a chance on another system. I got it for $8.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's insane. Like, that's very cheap for any import system.
So I'm looking forward to that coming, because, like, I'm kind of rearranged how my PlayStation systems are, and so I've got room now.
I'm
ready for it. So I've got room to like actually keep like a Japanese PlayStation like out, connected, ready to go.
I'm still waiting for my Japanese PS2 to get here, but I locked it down finally.
Yeah. So, Adam, I don't yet know what I'm going to do with the PC Engine. I don't even know what games I want, honestly. it just feels like a thing I ought to have, will be useful for the show. I will come up with some games. Speaking of, you know, the whole the Game Boy shelf thing, I was looking earlier this week, like, you know, when I start getting PC Engine or TurboGrafx games, I looked for like a small one of the nail polish acrylic racks that would fit on the game shelf and would, I estimated, would probably hold like 10 or 12 TurboGrafx games. I figure you get some of those like sort of plasticky sleeves that you could just put the cards in and just display them, like actually put it on my main shelf. It would be small enough, like not deep enough to like stick out, and it would be short enough to like actually sit on the shelf. I think that'd be a good way to do TurboGrafx games.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that. I've been dealing with that crazy $100 pickup that I had. I finally started, you know, after everything was cleaned, and as you know, Tri was just my floor, basically. That's what my basement floor has been, is everything spread out. I'm finally putting everything on the shelves, so I had to I shot the new Famicorner episode today. I had to completely redo the Famicorner shelf area because of the way that the games had shifted, because of all the new Super Nintendo games I had to put on the shelf. So it's like, I'll tell you, it is. I wish I could be more like you, because just get what I play and beat it, and just that's it. I wish, but the problem with my mindset is that I'm like, you know what? If I don't get it, somebody else is going to get it, and they're not going to take care of it the right way. So I got to get it, and it's got to go in the library. It's not a collection; it's an archiving. Protecting the games, that's what it is.
The importer seems to be anguished over the fact that I would consider buying loose TurboGrafx or PC Engine games. But see, here's the thing. If I ever get into like the CD side of that, absolutely have to get complete. I mean, that's how you do disc-based games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I would like, don't get me wrong, I would like to buy, you know, complete PC Engine TurboGrafx things. But two things. One, I'm just not super passionate about the system. And, you know, I'm just not. Maybe my mind will change. I'm a lot more passionate about the Genesis than I ever thought I would be after I bought one. And two, TurboGrafx and PC Engine is expensive. And any way I can cut costs, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
Don't want to get an EverDrive. I mean, it's not going to be like, if I got an EverDrive for it, like I would just use it. I would use the system just purely for gathering footage for the show. Like, it wouldn't mean anything to me. Like,
yeah,
I have to
be a tool. It'd be a tool.
It would be a tool. That's what EverDrive and that whole concept is to me. It's a tool. It's not something for really playing a game. Like, I, you know, sure, I could, you know, just pop that in, play anything I want, but I would never really feel like I would never take any of the games seriously. I would never like be like, I am sitting down and I am playing through this game. It just wouldn't do. Wouldn't do.
And I think that's the major issue, like when emulation like sort of came out, we were probably in high school when emulation became like sort of more well known.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I remember like the first time I tried an emulation, I downloaded like a Genesis emulator and played some Sonic on it.
I was high school. Yeah, I was in high school, and I went to a tech high school, so we had there was an electronics shop, and some older, like some seniors, had emulators, and they would bring them in and put them on the electronics computers, and I was like, "What the heck is that? How are you playing Super Nintendo on the you electronics kids?" I'll tell you, because I was in the radio TV shop. My friend was in electronics. I was like, "How are you guys playing Super Nintendo games on your shop computers?" And they explained these emulators that can emulate old systems, and I was like, "Well, that's crazy." And I did what everybody did when they first heard about emulators. They went home, they were like, "What? They have almost everything."
Yeah.
You get the emulator, and I think at that time it was the early version of ZSNES or whatever, which I don't think really many people use now.
I don't know.
I think I still have a version of it, but it's probably way out of date. But then I did what everybody usually does when they find out about emulators and they haven't been playing games in a long time, or they haven't had, like, their collections kind of gotten parsed out, their old stuff, which that's where I was in high school. I was playing just PlayStation stuff at that point and getting rid of the extra. And I went on, found a site that had all SNES ROMs.
Yeah, and that's what you get them all.
Load the whole pack, and then you get home like, this is going to be sick. This is going to be sick. So you open up all the games you remember. You're like, yeah, I totally remember this. I totally remember playing on a keyboard. And then you're like, okay, well, that was kind of neat. 10 minutes go by. Mm-hmm. And then you just start trying the games you never had. Oh, wow, that's okay. Play it for 5 minutes. Move on to the next game. Move on to the next game. Mm-hmm. It's so much at once. You have everything. You don't care about any of it.
Right. And you don't give anything a chance. Like nope. For me, like I find that with most games, there's like this period of, I don't know if boredom's the word, but just like, it takes me a while for almost any game to reach that point where I feel invested. Mm-hmm. You know, even some of my absolute favorite games, when I play them for the first time, there might be like an hour or two where there's this kind of just an adjustment period where I'm kind of learning the game, and
yeah,
it's just like I don't know. But then once I work into a groove with it, I'm like, okay, this is pretty good, it's pretty cool. And I think maybe it's not the same for everyone, but for me, like, I have to work for my appreciation of a game.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, that's kind of what my channel is all about. Like, some people might say that I'm too easy on games, but it's more, when I do a review for an old game, which is pretty much what I do, and mostly right now NES and Famicom, when I do it, I look at it like I would have as, you know, a younger person, and maybe that's not the way that I should, but I think of it like, okay, I got this game, because when I was a kid, it was you got a game on your birthday, you maybe got two on Christmas. Any other games, you saved your allowance for so many months, so you might have gotten three games a year, maybe. Maybe, unless like a relative was getting rid of one. Mm-hmm. And so you made those games count, and you loved them no matter how crappy they were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I try to do. I'll take a game that generally is considered crappy or not
middling.
Great. Middling games. And that's like Game Dave, the home of the mediocre. And then I'll be like, you know what? Actually, it's pretty good because of this or because of this. And it's the things that you would never pick out of a game if you were emulating it, because you would be like, see you next game.
Yep. And that's like the perspective that I like to kind of go into any game. Like, why did the developers make it this way? Like, they had to have had a reason for doing this. Like, no one implemented this into the game and actively thought it wasn't fun. You know, it's hard to get into that mindset of when you were a kid, because, you know, back then, like, when I initially started playing games, I had no expectation of beating a game. I thought that was way out of my league. I thought that was only something that, like, super amazing, crazy good people did, like, beat.
Oh, that's how I was. Yeah, it was rare.
Like, a game? Like, I thought that any game was, like, too difficult. Now that is what I play games for. Like, that is my primary motivating factor is to, and it's been that way since, you know, the early 90s even. My primary motivating factor is I am getting to the end of this game. See, I'm not like huge into like sandbox type stuff. Like I'm not huge into roguelikes. Like, I mean, a lot of those games, yes, they do have ends and stuff, but I like games that have a clearly defined structure, clearly defined rules, like an ultimate goal of getting to the end. That's what motivates me now. But back then, I thought, beating games, that's too hard. There's no game that exists that I can beat. And then eventually I was like, whoa, I beat Chip and Dale. Whoa, I beat Mario 3. Like, it just started happening. So it took me years. It took me years to get to a point where I ever beat any of those games. And now we like get so frustrated, or it's like, you know, there's some obstacle that is like in our way for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, back then we were expecting these games to take years. It's hard, though, you know, even as much as we may try to look at this game and appreciate what is interesting about this game, it's still hard to truly get into that space where we were taking an extremely long time to play through a game.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember, like, the few games that it probably wasn't until the original PlayStation that I beat every game I got at that point.
Definitely. Yeah, I did too. Well, you know, N64 was my equivalent. And then I got PlayStation toward the end of that generation. And I beat everything I got. The only things that I did not beat were my NES games, because when I started rebuilding my NES collection, they were so cheap. So I bought so many, and they were harder than I was, the kind of thing that I was used to at that time.
Yeah, and I got to that dumb point with the PlayStation where I had so many that I would beat, and I was like, well, I don't really need to play it again. I beat it, which was dumb. So then I did what most people did and started trading games in, which, like, so stupid. So re-getting, and that's what I did with a lot of the PlayStation games. When I got back into picking up old games, I actually got more of my PlayStation games before I started recollecting NES, because just I put way more time into the PlayStation than I did NES because I was trying to beat them. But I can remember as a kid, the few games that I beat were, you know, everybody beat Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. Super Mario Brothers 3, I remember when I beat that as a kid, that was huge. That was an insane thing. Like, that blew my mind. Yeah. I was like, holy, this is what, like, it felt so, like, when I beat a game now, it's like, ah.
Yeah.
But back then it was like, my brother got, get in here, you gotta see this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, what? Because it didn't happen that often.
Right, yeah. I remember when I first got to Bowser and Mario 3, like, I was like, just like so nervous, because I knew, like, you know, you see the fire coming at you, like, you know he's right there.
Oh, yeah.
And you go in, and like, I was like so excited, like, I go in, I'm like, where is he? And I just like, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a door on the other side. And I just like make a mad dash for the door, and he lands right on me.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I was small. It was my last life. And so all I saw, like, I saw Bowser for like a split second. And I was like,
then you gotta go back and
I was like, he looks just like the artwork. Like, he looked like so amazing to me in that split second. Like it was, getting to the end of Mario 3, because that was.
That was a freaky last world, too. That was scary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the second game I ever beat after Chip and Dale, because I beat the Mario games in reverse order.
I was always really bad at Chip and Dale. Something about it, like, my friend had Chip and Dale, and we would play it at his house. He could beat it on his own. Like, I would just watch him beat it and be entertained. Because something about the feel, I still struggle with Chip and Dale. I don't know what it is, just the way. The box lifting always.
It was weird to me at first. I mean that story is where the whole it won't do thing came from.
right.
I mean, because I couldn't I couldn't figure out how to lift things. I pushed my B button, but it wouldn't do. You know, I got used to it, and I really got into it, and, you know, that eventually was the first game I ever beat. But, yeah, the Mario games, I've always thought of them as, like, I don't know if this is a commonly held opinion, but I've always thought of them in difficulty in inverse. You know, Mario 3 is the easiest, Mario 2 is the middle, and then Mario 1 is the hardest, because that's what they were to me as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, for me, yeah, Super Mario Brothers, I would sometimes struggle with, but, I mean, I was pretty young when I first got it.
Yeah.
I mean, it had been out a while already.
Yeah.
But I was still young when I first played it, and I struggled with, like, I couldn't get to the, you know, second or third world, you know, and I didn't know about, you know, going on top yet. But my mom could beat it.
Wow.
My mom could beat Super Mario Brothers.
Wow.
And I was like, come, what? Like, because she was always, you know, she was the Tetris puzzle player. Dr. Mario Tetris. My mom will kick butt. She will kick any butts in Dr. Mario and Tetris. Like, I think she's seen the end screen.
Whoa.
In the game. Because she would get to that point where it was just viruses, like the whole bottle is viruses. You know, when you get towards the end, and I she would, just like it was nothing, would be playing it, and it would blow my mind, and then she could beat Super Mario Brothers. But, I mean, she's still gaming today. She just got the, what did she just get? She's, it's weird the games that she likes, but she's playing Harvest Moon for the Wii right now. That's what she's playing.
Hmm.
The, what is it, Tree of Tranquility, the older one?
That sounds familiar.
She's a Harvest Mooner. Oh, man. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, I guess that'll about do it.
Yeah, yeah, we did. You got close. You got further than I've gotten in it.
Right.
So that's good. Floor 4. Floor 4. You'll beat it. You'll get there.
All right, well, thanks, Dave, for taking Corey's place.
No problem. I was glad to be here.
Regular replacement Corey.
I'll take it.
And thanks for the game suggestion, and thanks everyone for watching. And not sure what next week's stream will be. You know, we're working on the limited run episode. Don't know if it'll be. Don't know. It's too early to guarantee that it'll be out for next weekend. But if it is, then we might do a stream related to that. If not, I don't know. I'm working on a game focused episode right now.
Oh yeah.
I played through. I played the entirety of one of the games for it today. And hopefully I'll do the other of the games, maybe Tuesday or something. So it'll be an easy episode.
Probably need that.
So yeah, I definitely do. So I mean, it's possible if Corey needs more time on Limited Run, I might get that out sooner. But up in the air with which one of those two is going to be the next episode right now. So look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everyone.